by the way, which is a great way of staying in line. Do not try to retain anything. It's hard for people to understand that. Don't try to remember. You're going to have materials that will help you remember, and what you want to do is you want to stay open. Open, open. So standing with a little light on your forehead, sunlight on your forehead, will actually bring light into your mind, and you can let go so that you just are here showing up as an open being. Does that make sense? Happy, willing learners. That's all you need to be.
And I want to tell you, just for information, just today, I just turned on this little recorder because Phil actually has the chance, then I'm going to tell him to listen to the first part of this because he's missing the first half of today because he's coming in from Arizona. But otherwise, we're not taping this. I don't even know if he'll listen to it, but I'm just telling you that's what I did. So don't say anything too confidential that you wouldn't want Phil to hear in the next couple hours. So. So,
what I'd like to do is I'd like us to introduce ourselves, and one of the best ways that gets you really present in a relationship or in a group like this, and begins to get the group coming together and having a sense of our wholeness, our unification, is feel, want, willing. And feel, want, willing, you can use one-on-one. How are you feeling? What do you want? What are you willing to do to have what you want? How do you feel? What do you want? What are you willing to do to have what you want? Now, some of you are writing it down. Great, you can use it later on. But what I'm going to tell you is you don't want to make it up ahead of time because you will be faking it when we get to your turn because you don't know how you're going to feel when we get around to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So a lot of us are busy rehearsing. And what you want is you want to be so present with each person who's speaking, just like you're present with someone you're working with, that you actually can access right now how you're feeling, what you want, what you're willing to do. The other key thing is whoever you're listening to in this group, friend, client, child, your job is to extend love to them. Not to try to understand them or figure them out, just extend love, positive energy, whatever you want to call it, positive regard. Don't be thinking so much that you actually aren't giving what you're here to give as a healing presence. Make sense? Well, it may not make sense, but that's okay. So,
by the way, there are a lot of extra things, and I'll just say this right now, a lot of extra things that you're going to be invited to pick up by osmosis. So depending on how you intend to use this and what you intend to do or whether you want to use any of this stuff in the rest of your life, I want you to feel free to do that, to really remember the things that work for you about what we're doing, and feel free to use it.
So the key for me is to practice, 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 and that means just use the tools that resonate with you. That's all. So how I'm feeling. I'm feeling zippity-doo-dah and sunshiny, and what I want is to always have fun and be happy and love everybody, no matter what, without thinking about it. And what I'm willing to do is I'm willing to be absolutely present here and now, and then here and now, and then here and now, wherever those here and nows are. So, what
Thank
are you feeling?
I'm really grateful to be here.
Remember to send love to her.
Yeah.
Nice to see some new faces of people I haven't seen before, so nice to meet people. I want to be a sponge and absorb as much as I can. My natural inclination
is... Better look out, she wants to be a sponge. I mean, there's no telling what she's going to look like on the day. I got it.
No, it's like, as much as I can. So the part of, you know, just kind of letting it in is hard. So I will be working on that to... let go. Work and let go. And what I'm willing to do to get it is to be present and open and willing.
Thank you.
This is Kim, by the way.
Oh,
yeah. That's good.
And I'm Betty Lou. I didn't say my name.
Yeah.
I'm Betty Lou.
Come on in, Janet.
Hi, Janet. Come on in.
Yeah. Let me move over.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
So, first thing, how you're feeling. What you want and what you're willing to do to have what you want. Not all guys do if you forget, which is a good thing when you forget, because I really want you to be open. So how are are you feeling, Candy?
I'm a little nervous.
Thank you.
So excited.
Too. Thank you.
I'm grateful to be here and excited about the opportunity to learn as much as I can. And there's a lot to, I don't know what to expect, but I'm open to whatever that is.
Thank you.
What I'm willing to do is
going to send love to everybody.
Yeah.
See, when we're feeling anxious about speaking, it's because the judgments that we have about others speaking, we're afraid we're going to be judged with when it's our turn.
Mm-hmm.
But if you find yourself sending love to everybody who's speaking, just pure love, no reason, unconditional, all that stuff, you know you're going to get back unconditional love when you're speaking. So the fear and anxiety dissipate. Mm. Interesting, huh? So, Lila.
Yes, my name is Lila, and I feel like, what am I going to do in 4 hours? Because that feels like a big span of time for me to devote to any one thing.
That's great.
So, that's one of the feelings that I'm experiencing. Feeling a little bit anxious. I'm also feeling
that's great.
Right.
Just more of more information, more opportunities, more relationships, more confidence.
Okay.
And what am I learning to do? I am learning to be here for another
We won't be late today, I promise you.
And I am, my heart's open.
That's
my heart's
cool.
Open and my hands are ready.
Thank you.
Let's see, my name is Betty. And my name isn't really Betty.
That's what I was wondering. We don't know who this is, but
yeah. My name is, I have been known as Betty, as a Betty. And we don't know anymore. Let's see, I feel shaky. I feel like a turtle with its head kind of poking out a little bit and then going back in. And I feel like jello. I feel shaky. You know, like you poke your finger and it goes right through. You know, it's like that kind of thing.
Mm.
I feel... What I want is to be at peace with this.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I want to be at peace with exactly where I am, and I want to be whole, happy, and free. And I'm willing to...
Sorry.
Hey, she's here, isn't she?
Yeah. I'm the only one on the planet for now. Right for now.
You got it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's good.
Cool.
Yeah. Thank you. Nameless one. Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Well, I'm Meta, and since yesterday, I've been saying over and over and over again to let go. It's fun and joy.
Uh-huh. Good.
And about an hour ago, I have never screamed as much as I screamed because I received an over-an-hour treatment by 3-4 tribesmen with their knowledge to touch, to get into the body, and they just knew. Before we went to the session, I told Juan that, because I haven't been sleeping in 6-7 months, there's some chain somewhere here in the body which keeps me locked in, that I'm not able to go to sleep. Yet I meditate and chant, and I'm into the healing business for 25 years myself, and I started to blame myself. Where do I fail? Make a long, long story short, I have a new beginning, a new opening. I feel the energy moving. And I'm here to serve humanity.
Yeah.
I'm here to give my knowledge.
Yeah.
and humanity. And
thank you,
you guys.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. So, Jody.
Yeah. Check in.
Good job.
I'm feeling a little spacey. What I'm feeling. Grateful to have a body that got me here on a bike and able to be outside in a beautiful day. What I want? Whatever's supposed to happen.
Thank you.
Something got me here. And I'm willing to give or get whatever seems called for and to pay as much attention as I can to whatever that is.
Thank
cool.
you. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you. Janet.
Well, yeah, my name is Janet. I'm really excited to be here. I was so thrilled when I got your email because this touch for health has been introduced to me in a couple different ways without really knowing what it is, so I'm really excited to learn more about it. And I'm feeling distracted a little, a little anxious, just because I just feel like all this is coming, you know, there's just so much.
Sure, I'm Robert, and how am I feeling in this moment of time? It's been a wide range of feelings through the last several days. Excited, which is the positive side of nervous. It feels like it's a big thing, and it's like breathing, and that's where it's, you know, the interesting thing is it's sort of like, yeah, what I feel like is I want to teach us all how to breathe. And so it's sort of like, now how do you go about teaching somebody how to do what's totally natural, and so on. So at any rate, so it's an interesting mix of feelings about that. What I want is I want to be clear. I want to be effective in communicating, in thought, word, and deed. And I want us all to actually have an experience, not just at the end of all of this, but you know, throughout each piece and the end of each day together, to have an experience that this 4 hours actually was worth something. You know, that it made a difference in our lives, for all of us, myself included. What I'm willing to do is I'm willing to be present. I'm willing to throttle back my thinking, planning mind just a little bit and trust a whole lot more. And I'm willing to say the highest truth that I'm aware of so that I'll remember and so that you guys will have something to play with and accept or shift or modify to fit for yourself. So that's where I am.
Thank you. So I have a couple of questions before I go. One is, how many of you actually are expecting to use this for working with other people, either your family or professionals? Okay. And how many of you are real? That's good. And how many of you are going to use it for yourself primarily? Okay. All right. So yeah, a little mixture there. I have some clues or some recommendations from my own experience. One is I learn experientially, meaning by doing balancing over and over and over again. That's how I learned Touch for Health 20 some years ago. And Robert's been teaching this for 30 some years actually now. So what you can do is you can start looking at or listening for or getting a feel for how you learn best. And then it's your job to learn that way. So if it's by practicing and doing it over and over and over, then take every opportunity here during the 16 hours to practice. To practice here, to practice at home, to practice. Some of you learn by writing things down and then reading it again. So you need to see it visually, and you may want to look at the manual over and over and over again. Robert's given you his form of the manual. There actually is a beautiful book that was written by John C. now almost 40 years ago, which he'll share with you. Some of you learn best by listening. So it is a possibility, thank you for doing that, it is a possibility that you actually want to go online, you want to find out, you know, how to access that, because it'll be available, and go online and listen to it again and again and again. Because he's going to give you lots of information very quickly. And you're going to have lots of opportunity to practice a lot as well. So pay attention to what works best for you and then utilize it well. That's my suggestion. Secondarily, because there's so much information and because we tend to work, Robert does and I do too, tend to work very fast in what we do, my suggestion is that you stay focused. And some of us in this society today, we don't know about focus because we're used to jumping from one thing to the next or watching TV and every, you know, 30 seconds there's a shift in the scene that you're watching or the conversation you're hearing. So you're going to have to practice that, and it may be fatiguing for you. So I want you to hear that. Those of you who are not used to focus may find yourself getting tired because you're going to be asked to focus here. And I'll tell you that it's a very healthy thing to strengthen your mind. Your mind is a tool, and only you can strengthen it. What else do I want to say? And I talked about clearing your mind through breathing and through standing in the light and frankly, just by letting go. Letting go is fun, safe, and easy, as Maida said. We have a tendency to want to hang on to everything and not make room for what's next. You will remember what you need to remember when you need to remember it. That's the truth. As long as you're not afraid or anxious or contracted. Anything else about helping you out? Because quite honestly, you know, it's a big deal to teach this much stuff in 4 hours and 4 hours and 4 hours and 4 hours. For somebody who hasn't taught it, I mean, Robert wouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it, hasn't taught it for 6 or 8 years. I've forgotten. The last class was probably Oakma. And so you can actually help support your teacher by staying present, staying focused, and asking for the information you need to really get it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to ask for?
No, I think that's it. Actually, I will say, I'm going to reiterate what you said, and that is that some of you actually have done Reiki trainings with us, and one of the things that we say in Reiki is that a Reiki attunement doesn't make a Reiki master. Reiki makes a Reiki master. And it's the same thing with being good at this. You know, you're not going to learn everything you need to learn in a class. What's going to happen is you're going to use it, and then you're going to learn more, you're going to learn what you don't know, and you're going to find ways to do it. And then you're going to really make it your own by using it. So the more you practice, the more you give, however you want to see it, okay, but the more you share this with yourself and with your world, the more it's going to become a very natural part of you. And a quick comment to explain, because you know, my not teaching this for the last 6 years is not because it isn't valuable. It's probably the core of the basic tool that we use almost every single day. You know, I said before, it's just become like breathing. And what's happened for me is that when it is just like breathing, it's sort of hard to take it apart, to share it with people so that they can get it at a level that they can then make it just like breathing. So that's the challenge for me. You know, for many, many years, I was actively involved in working with expanding the practice and learning new applications and researching and finding out new things. And so it was on that edge. And now it's kind of, like, again, it's just like breathing for me. And so to come back down to the basics, that's the challenge for me. And that's where my desire is to get really, really clear so you guys have the best gift possible. I think, by the way, this is an incredibly valuable practice, and that's what I'm going to call it, that will change your life and the life of people around you no matter how you apply it. And there are thousands, trust me, thousands of ways to apply it. So I'll be teaching you basic skills, and you're going to be responsible for using them and finding out how they speak and work and live through you.
So I just want to comment that John C., when he originated this, chiropractor from Southern California, who's no longer in a physical body, John C., actually, when he envisioned this, he wanted there to be a healing presence or a healer on every corner of every block.
Mm.
That was his intention. He wanted this to be so practical and so usable that there would be one family member who knew these tools in every family, in every home. And quite honestly, out of the now thousands of holistic and natural healing tools that Robert has available to him, and he is my healing practitioner, this is the one that my body asks for every single time I have a need. It is the basic, it is the foundation, and you'll see it's really a big foundation, but it is the basic stuff from which all the other holistic and natural healing energy balancing tools have come. So I'm letting you know that because I believe in it greatly. The second thing I'm going to say is a testimonial in kind of an expanded way is that we really see, and Graham has asked for it, the tools that follow after this to be taught as well. So some of you may want to continue on and just keep playing at this on whenever is decided, probably Wednesday afternoons for a while, the energetic life balancing tools. The way they came about, and you're going to see an energy balancing today so that you'll see some of those tools. But the way they came about is I had been doing therapy, had a therapy practice for 10 years before Robert came into my life. And one of the things that I said and we agreed on is there must be a better way. There must be something that is less costly, that takes less time, and that is far more gentle and respectful of the individual than the therapeutic process, which tends to take a long time and cost lots of money and usually have lots of cathartic emotional stuff involved in it. And what came from asking that question was the holistic tools of energetic life balancing, which you'll get a little taste of, which again sprang out of this whole Touch for Health that he's going to be teaching the next 4 weeks. And one more thing about logistics, and that is Robert will be on a one-week sabbatical, so there will not be class on April 1st, April Fool's Day.
Okay.
The last class will be April 8th. So three Wednesdays this month, and then April 8th will be the last of Touch for Health, and he'll probably continue after that with DOB. With energetic life balancing, which is the tools that came out of that, the tools that you'll see a demonstration of today and maybe some other days too. They're they're powerful healing tools in a much more expansive way. Came out of Australasia, a doctor, medical doctor, Bruce Du, who came over and began teaching these tools out of kinesiology, the kinesiology model. The last thing I'm going to say to you, because space is so important as a healing, and I don't know if you guys know that, I'm going to ask you to respect the space. I'm going to ask you to begin to respect all the spaces you live in, because they can be healing and growthful, or they can be destructive and contracting. And a lot of us aren't aware of that. I'm going to ask for no fragrance. Okay, some of you aren't aware that fragrances, including essential oils, can blow some of us out of the water and can actually blow out any kind of balancing that you do. You may not know that, but they're designed. You know, this is a very sensitive in our original way that we related to this physical world through our olfactory senses. So I'm going to ask you not to wear fragrances. This center is actually fragrance-free. The other thing I'm going to ask you to do is pay attention to, good to take shoes off. What you might want to do is make sure things are out of the way. So you could line up your shoes on one side of the hallway. You could put your shoes under that table. And the other stuff that you brought is like carrying your knapsack or your baggage with you. So you can begin, I mean, today the center is being used. Sometimes we have a room where I ask you to put things away in. You can begin to think about using your car as your place to store things that you don't need. You could begin to start looking at your life and seeing if you carry around stuff, mentally, emotionally, physically, that you don't really need, that keeps you stuck in an old pattern. And this center, as you'll discover, keeps itself clean. We don't have cleaning service. We don't have a crew that comes in here regularly to clean it. And it mostly keeps itself clean because our energy is clean. And I'm asking you to do that as a healing layperson or professional. Keep your energy clean. Does that make sense to you? And if you want to know more about it, keep on doing the balancing and you'll clean out lots of energy. And I'm going to take leave and I'm going to say thank you very much for respecting yourself, respecting the space, and definitely respect what you're going to learn here because it's powerful stuff.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
Can
you make two more?
You know, if it's easy, it's in my briefcase on the floor, in the envelope. Thank you.
And this one, right?
Yeah. So let me tell you a couple things, and then we're going to actually begin doing things. As much as possible, we're going to be doing things because no matter how you best learn, part of that learning is going to be going through the physical motions of doing it and having that practical skill, okay? The thing that I want to say to you actually is twofold. I'm going to give you, I'll probably minimize philosophy as much as possible and let you put your own philosophy on there, but I got to tell you some things that I believe are really true. So the easiest thing for me to say about this as it relates to Touch for Health and all of the applied kinesiology, we'll talk about the extensions of this later on, is that any dis-ease, meaning disease, but also meaning discomfort, meaning anything else, is caused by a lack of flow. So if you just think about that, what we've got is whenever things are not working well, there's not enough energy flowing to or through that area of your life. Okay? And we could say, well, wait a minute, you know, can't you feel bad for being blocked up? I mean, which side of the dam are we on, guys? I mean, are we on the side of the dam that's holding all the water and are we drowning? But no matter which side of the dam you're on, the problem is the dam. And the problem is that there's a lack of flow. It's not moving in the way that it's supposed to be moving. It's being stopped up in some way. The whole purpose, process of Touch for Health is to discover exactly where that energy is blocked and to get it moving again. So the thing you need to bear in mind when you're using these tools is that you are not a healer in the sense that a lot of the world thinks of a healer. I'm splitting semantic hairs right now, but you're a healing facilitator. Your job is to help discover and help the person to unblock the energy blockages there so they have adequate flow. Our bodies, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, all that, can heal themselves if we have the resources that we need. So Touch for Health is a way to discover where those resources are missing and to easily open up the flow so those resources are available. That's the end of my job as a healing facilitator, other than to stand back and marvel and celebrate the process, okay? I don't take any credit for this, and that interferes with a person's own healing process. Because what happens is suddenly you're their healer, and they forget they're the one who does it, and it puts you in a nice position if you want to have a clientele and you want to have people coming back and depending upon you, but I'd rather be setting people free. Mm-hmm. And so all of this ultimately can be used by individuals for themselves, by themselves, to heal themselves. So we're their friend and their friendly reminder along the way. So the tool that we're using, and I throw around the term applied kinesiology. Kinesiology is basically the study of how muscles work. That's the definition of kinesiology, the layperson's definition, okay? Applied kinesiology is basically taking the information that we know about how muscles work and putting it to some use. That's all. So applied kinesiology, sometimes simplified as muscle testing, which is one part of applied kinesiology, which is basically finding out how the muscles are responding. That's what we're using. That's the tool that we're using. Muscle testing is nothing magic in and of itself. Muscle testing is like a truth detector. Muscle testing, you could say a lie detector too, it doesn't matter. But muscle testing is a way of noticing or detecting where energy is blocked. So if things are flowing, the muscles respond appropriately. If energy is not flowing, they don't respond. The beauty of muscle testing is that we can detect with good muscle testing an imbalance, meaning an energy stoppage or blockage or a narrowing of the path, at about a 3 to a 5% level. Consciously, we're usually not aware of energy blockages until they reach 50, 60, 70%, depending on our level of awareness. So muscle testing gives us this really like, you know what, there's a little debris starting to gather at the edges of my river here, okay? That could someday become a major block. Well, if I can detect it when there's a little stuff, it's like, it's all done. So good, accurate muscle testing can detect those imbalances at a very, very low level. Now, this is nothing. Muscle testing does not tell you anything you cannot discern on your own. But most of us are not used to tuning in to our physiology to that fine a degree. So one of the tools, one of the benefits of muscle testing as a tool is that you then, the more you muscle test and the more you are muscle tested, okay, you actually become more aware of what you already know inside. Oh yeah, I was aware that wasn't flowing 100%. I didn't know I was aware of it. I know what to do about that. Thanks for reminding me. And you're going to find that you become more and more sensitive, more and more aware. So on your own, you're going to begin to make slight shifts and changes when little teeny things change in your life, and you're going to stay out of major problems. Okay? So muscle testing, above all else, is a way to enhance our awareness, to help us really notice all the things we really are and can be aware of. All right, so muscle testing. Let me tell you how this works. By the way, it's also called muscle checking. It's also called muscle monitoring. It's also called all of that kind of things because people don't like the word test. Okay? So I'm going to show you how to do a muscle test. Has anybody here never had a muscle test done for them? You have not. Oh, please, come on. All right. We're going to do lots and lots of demos and stuff. So for the moment, right now, I'm going to turn you around so these guys can see you. Usually when I muscle test, I don't stand behind her, okay? And there's a whole etiquette of muscle testing, and I'll go over this with you guys, okay? But essentially, what I want to do right now, I'm going to have you hold your arm up here, and I'm going to push down lightly, and you just hold it up. Don't let me push it down, okay? Hold here. Easy to do, huh? It worked. You guys can see that too, right? So one more time, hold it right there. Great. Now, if I mess with the energy of this muscle, I'm pinching on her shoulder here a little bit. Hold her arm right up here for me. Hold that. Now, do you notice the difference?
Not as strong.
Can you guys see the difference? It's subtle, but you notice what happens? There's a little shaky in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I straighten it back out again, hold right here for me. Hold that. It's nice and strong, huh? Okay, I'm going to turn you just a little bit because these guys are getting deprived just a tiny bit. I'll deprive you for a minute. All right, so what I want you to do right now is I want you to think of something that is not real thrilling or happy for you, something you might have a little worry, concern about. Don't tell me what it is, please. Tell me when you got it. Okay, and hold right here. Hold it. Now, notice what happened? it's like, where'd she go? She's
mm-hmm.
not here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, now think of something that's really fun for you, that you enjoy, that you feel good about, that you look forward to. Tell me when you got it.
Okay.
Hold here for me, hold. You notice the difference? Right there. So what you're seeing, so thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beginning. What you're seeing is, I want you to get this, that while I'm testing the physiology is affected by our thoughts, our emotions. It's affected by, there's nothing, no part of it that stands alone. So I'm not really checking, here's what you need to get, I'm not really checking the strength of that muscle, because I didn't test very hard at all, did I?
No.
It was just like a little light little thing. I'm actually checking muscle response. And this is what's called right now, the muscle we were actually testing is the deltoid muscle that runs right here on the top of the arm. And you'll learn the names of some of the muscles, it'll be helpful, but don't worry about it right now. But we're testing a deltoid muscle. That muscle is what's called an indicator muscle, sometimes abbreviated IM, okay, indicator muscle. Any muscle can be an indicator muscle. All we're doing is saying, just give me a little something I can play with right now. So I can play with this deltoid muscle. I can tell that's good, her body responds. And sure, I say hold it up, it'll hold it up. So this muscle is saying, okay, I'll give you a picture of what's going on inside. Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, relationship, any of that. It'll give you feedback because anything that affects us that we focus on will show up with this indicator muscle. Whether it strengthens us, like think of something that's fun,
mm-hmm.
like, well, that feels cool, energy's open, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think of something you're worried about, concerned about, doesn't feel real good. What happens? Energy closes down. Okay? So, anybody else never been muscle tested before? All right, good. I just need another random volunteer. Come on up. That's perfect. Okay. So I'm going to now teach you the rules of two. Oh, you know what? Let me do this. So you've got something. I cannot guarantee that I will go through this in order. You know what?
You want me to help?
Yeah. Would you just make sure everybody gets a packet of these?
Uh-huh.
They're separated by purple paper.
Okay.
Can I ask if anybody might have an extra pen? I always carry one and I forgot and I looked and there's just, yeah, I have a pen
lousy
here.
Pens.
In
here, take this one.
In this cup?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that'll work.
Thank you.
So, and this, by the way, ultimately has all the stuff in Touch for Health someplace in here. So if I see it, I'll say, oh yeah, it's in here and all that kind of stuff. Okay. But there is a page in here and I'll try and do that. This is back in the old days when I was really organized, and it's got a bunch of old addresses on there, but doesn't matter. Indicator muscles. Where's my rules of two? The rules of two are on page 6.5. I know I threw in some extra pages. So doesn't matter. It's in there somewhere. So just so you know, you've got the rules of two. The rules of two. And I'm going to go through these now and show you using candy as my example here, okay? And I'm going to do this, and I'm going to have you stand right here. By the way, as things are passing, let me turn your face toward me. When I'm actually muscle testing with someone, this will just give you a little clue. When I'm muscle testing with someone, I'm standing facing them, okay? Yeah, that's the etiquette, because otherwise they're just kind of out in the void. Now, a few things, and I've got lots of asides, and pay attention or don't, and I'm sort of standing in front of you,
okay.
But that's, you'll forgive me, or
yeah.
You'll sit over on the stool for a couple minutes. So keep throwing in the asides as I think of them, because it's sort of like, oh yeah, this is part of breathing, yeah, you got to do, yeah. Okay, so first of all, never when I'm muscle testing do I stand right directly in front of the person like this, okay? Two pieces of that. Number one is sort of a little confrontational. It's actually three pieces. Number two is that what happens is it invites her to put her attention on me instead of paying attention to herself. And energetically, if you know anything about the chakras running up the center of the body, my chakras and her chakras are just totally aligned right now, so it invites a mixing of energy. So it makes for not as clean and clear a muscle test. Okay? So usually I'm sort of off to the side a little bit. I've got a little angle on her here. So she has a way she can look straight ahead. And you'll notice sometimes I'll be asking a question, I'll be looking out in the ethers. I don't want to be asking her. I don't want to be saying something like that, you know, that again takes her away from herself. So there are some of the normal conversational eye contact rules of living in this world that I don't pay attention to when I do muscle testing, because they're designed to engage, and what I want is I want her engaged with herself. Okay? So when I'm checking her, I'm actually standing a little off-center in the front. I'm right-handed, which means I always check with my right hand. And I'm going to suggest you find a hand that you're going to do and you stay with it. Because what happens is I'm going to get used to her body and her muscle testing. And part of that has to do with my physiology and the muscles that I use and how I use my body so that I can detect any slight little change and not try and figure, well, is that me or is that her? Mm-hmm. So get some standardization in your approach to this, okay? So I'm going to turn a little like this so you guys can sort of see, but I'll be in sort of a right position. So first rule of two, see if I can actually do them in order. Oh, yeah, it takes two people. I always like that. Second rule of two is, and it doesn't always take two people, because probably next week I'm going to teach you how to muscle test yourself. But that's going to be real, real important for you to get maximum benefit out of this anytime, anywhere, with nobody around. Okay? But for right now, in terms of touch for health, take two people. Okay? Mm-hmm. Two hands on the body. So I'm not saying, okay, great, you know, hold your arm up here. Okay? I have two hands on the body. Now, this hand here is in some ways a courtesy, but also if we're standing up, hold your arm just real strong for me right now, okay? I can actually move her whole body depending on what goes on here. So it's not real stable for her, like what she has to do. So when I'm testing the muscle here, I actually am putting a little pressure, about the same amount, on her shoulder here so that she stays centered and I can isolate one muscle and not have a whole physiology responding. Make sense? So two hands on the body. And notice even when I was behind her, I had my other hand on her shoulder here. And again, it stabilizes her, but again, it just feels a little less clinical and detached. Mm-hmm. Okay? All right. The next rule, two fingers. Now, I don't care how many fingers you use when you muscle test, but the idea is that I'm not using my whole hand. I'm getting you to the step right now where you test lightly. So when I check, I'm checking with two fingers. So I'll kind of do that. It's like I open my hand and I end up just checking with a finger or two, like that. So I'm not pushing with my whole hand. Okay? What's my next one? Two inches above the wrist. If I check here, I'm checking this little muscle right here on the wrist. So I want to actually have my hand above her wrist. Okay? So I'm above that joint. So now I'm testing the muscle up here. Does that make sense? So I'm not testing on her hand. I'm also not testing here because I don't have a lot of leverage and it's a little weird, okay? So two hands on the body, two fingers, 2 inches above the wrist, no more than 2 pounds of pressure. 2 pounds of pressure is not, relax for a minute, thanks. Sorry, I just keep using you, but thank you. It's not much. And I don't care that it's really 2 pounds, and you could actually go home and take your little postal scale and push down and see what 2 pounds really feels like, but it doesn't matter. I'm just saying keep it light, okay? The next rule is no more than 2 seconds. So I'm going to actually muscle test right now, so hold right here for me. But I also do this little thing, you know, I say hold it right here, you know, right there, and I kind of tap so she knows what she's doing. And I don't ever use the word, so don't think of an elephant. I don't ever use the word resist, because that's not the right concept. So just hold your arm up here. Don't let me push it down. Okay? So hold that one. Hold. So, 2 seconds. Notice. Hold. One, two, and let go. Okay? Also, I don't like her to keep her arm up forever, so I keep putting it up and down, but you'll get your exercise. So, two stages. One of the biggest problems you're going to run into when you first start muscle testing is the tendency to jump on the muscle test. So when I do this, hold your arm right here for me, hold that up. I ease in, I ease out. Now for a moment I'll be a little less finesse, is that okay? Okay. So if I muscle test and go like that, what I get is I get a little bounce no matter what because I surprise her. Okay? So then I end up judging, well, let's see, that was a little bounce, and that was a bigger bounce, so that must be weaker than the first one was, and, you know, it's a whole weird thing. So ease in. And by easing in, I'm saying, I'm asking her to hold. I'll ease in as I feel her just meeting the pressure that I'm putting on there. So no surprises. It's just kind of like, let's work together on this, and then I ease out so she doesn't, you know, spring her hand up in the air. So ease in. Ease out. And we're going to do all of this, but I'm just nitpicking it right now because this is the key to really having this be effective for you. All right, any other rules of two? Oh, yeah, 2 inches of movement. Now, I did a little thing, and I'll show you how to do this right now. I'm going to pinch this deltoid muscle a couple of times and hold right here for me. Hold. And notice it's not quite as strong, is it? Okay? And that just turned it off, and I'll tell you all about that in a minute. But notice, I only noticed a little tiny bit of difference, and then I stopped. I could, and that's what they used to do in the old days. It's like, oh, yeah, it's really weak, you know, and the person is just straining. Yeah, if it starts to go, or if it's a little shaky, you already know you don't have 100% energy in there. Stop. You know, it isn't any better to say, wow, that's really... You know, when I was muscle testing, you know, I thought of something was stressful. It's kind of like the arm wasn't even there. You know, it's, I had to hold her arm up. Well, sometimes that'll happen. Mm. But sometimes it's kind of like there's just a little change. Don't push it down. Okay? A little difference. You already know what you want to know. Energy shifted. You don't have 100% energy flow. You got something that needs clearing up. Okay? And, oh, yeah. 2 jobs. There are only 2 jobs here. My job is to test lightly. Her job is to be obvious. So one of the things that we say is what you let show, you can let go. Sometimes in this world, I have had, and I think some of you have had as well, a big investment in looking good. And so what happens is we tough it out. We tough everything out. Okay? And so, yeah, you can turn that muscle off. I can have a blockage in the energy flow, but I'll never show you. I mean, my body will ignore what my mind says. How many of you have had to pee at some time in your life and said, no, I'll do it later. I can't get out to the meeting right now. Okay? How many have been thirsty and said, well, I'll get a drink later on. Okay? I don't want to, you know. It's like we get these messages all the time. If we get so used to ignoring those messages, that's, by the way, technically in my version of Touch for Health called blocking.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. What that means is I can talk to you all day, have you think of things all day long, and nothing will ever show. So your job is to be really, really obvious. Okay, now, thank you for standing up through all of this here. It helps to have a prop. What you're going to do now is...
I just want to remind everybody... This is the counseling center.
Oh, okay.
And what that means is that you leave the people in the waiting room alone, right?
Oh.
And you just respect everybody here and trust that they're not going to be disturbed by the noise. As you go down the hall, I'm break.
Yeah, especially done this lot. I get loud, yeah. But that's good. Thank you. And thank you for that.
Yeah.
Okay, so... I did one little thing with pinching the muscle. So what I want to tell you is I have to know, is Candy's body willing to talk to me? Do we have communication here? Okay? In order to find that out, I have to see if her body is willing to respond to a normal, respond in a normal way to a particular stimulus. If I tell her muscle to shut down, if I give it a message specifically that says, hey, relax, turn off, it should do that. So there are little things called spindle cells in the muscle. Actually, you can sit down for just a minute, and I'll get you in here. Alright, so there's your muscle, sort of. I don't draw anything. Okay? These little spindle cells are all over in the muscle here. They are responsible for creating and maintaining muscle tone in every muscle in your body. These spindle cells, what happens is, any of you ever had a Charlie horse?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah. Well, what happens is that it's like if we did not have these spindle cells, we would get Charlie horses from the least little thing. Now, Charlie horse is another deal, and I'll tell you how to undo that here in a bit. But if these spindle cells get too close together, then what happens is they send a message to the brain that, hey, hey, a little overcrowding here, loosen up. So if mine, in this case, if this muscle starts getting a little too tight, then the spindle cells are real close together. They send a message to the brain and say, loosen up, relax a little bit, give us some more space.
Yeah.
Now, if the spindle cells get too far apart, they get lonely. And they send a message to the brain that says, hey, come on, close up ranks. Give me a little more muscle tone here. And so there's an appropriate distance between all of those cells and all the various muscles in the body. And so what we have done artificially, I want you to know, this is an artificial technique just to establish communication or establish whether we have communication. It doesn't heal anything, it doesn't fix anything, it doesn't mean anything other than do we have communication, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I pinched together the muscle right there on the deltoid muscle, in the belly of the muscle, I pinched it together in the direction of the muscle fibers. Now the deltoid muscle runs this direction. So I pinch that way.
Mm-hmm.
Pinch a couple times. What's the message that they should send to the brain? Loosen up. So when I check again, I'll usually get a loosened up response, won't I? Now when I spread those muscles out, what's the message they send to the brain? You bet. Too far away, so tighten up. So I spread them back out, test again, it should be strong. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you spread them back out?
Just, yeah, stick my fingers in the middle of a muscle and spread it out like that a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I want to tell you is that, yeah.
Can you just repeat that? Can you pinch them together?
Pinch it together in the direction of the muscle fiber. Now, I'm making that point because we're going to use this technique later on lots of different muscles in different places in the body, okay?
And it's telling you, when you pinch it, it's telling you to tighten up?
No, it's just the opposite. You're saying, you're making it look like it's tight. You're pushing these little spindle cells together, and they send a message to the brain that says, hey,
loosen up.
Loosen
okay.
up.
Yeah.
And so the immediate response of that muscle ought to be to loosen.
Is that when you're like really tight, if you squeeze your muscles? It helps relax.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And now you know, by the way, if you squeeze the muscle, if the trapezius is tight, if you or somebody else will squeeze that muscle in the direction of the muscle fiber this way, so take a couple fingers and shove the muscle together like that, it'll tell them to loosen up. So on her, okay, so if she's really, really tight here, mostly that's going to be the trapezius muscle. It runs right down along here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So all I do is I just take thumb and a couple fingers and push together all along in the direction of the muscle fiber again, push it together, and that sends a message to the brain that says, loosen up. I'll do it on this side so these guys can see. Okay? So I'm just pushing it together like that. So I'm kind of digging, it's like a little massage movement to push to pinch together like that. So it's not the skin, it's in the muscle. Yeah.
Now, is that the cure for a cramp or a Charlie horse?
You bet. See, if you've got a Charlie horse,
oh,
the muscle's already tightened up, but the
right.
problem is it's tightened up because of a trauma. Something has hit it, and so these the spindle cells have gone into shock.
Right.
So what you're doing is you actually push them closer together to re-stimulate a new message to the brain that says, hey, loosen up, loosen up, loosen up. So yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just one application. No matter where, if you get a tight muscle or you'll know later on, but because we'll be able to find out. But if you got a loose muscle, you could actually spread it out a little, and that'll firm it up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let's do right now 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Okay, good. So let's do find a partner. Stand up. We're going to do a muscle test. And you can use that the space over there, too, but be where you can see me. And Candy, since I started with you, I'll finish with you. Thank you. And so anybody, doesn't matter, you're gonna muscle test a whole bunch of people here before we're done with this class. I promise you.
Okie doke.
All right? So.
That's very tricky.
Yep. Find somebody. Make sure you've got a partner. If you don't, raise your hand.
I thought they wanted to go over there.
Oh,
I didn't
know where. You
need it.
If you needed it,
okay.
Do it. Okay. So what you're going to do, so one of the two is being muscle tested. Okay? One of you is doing the muscle testing. So decide right now. Okay?
Okay.
Is anybody here left-handed, by the way? Okay. I'm going to suggest that you actually begin just trying it out, unless you find it's better to test left-handed for you for some reason, that you use, if you're doing the testing, that you use your right hand to do the muscle testing, okay? It's usually, if it's your dominant hand, it's the hand that you're most aware of, you're most sensitive to the feedback from. So when I'm muscle testing somebody, I'm always using my right hand, okay?